I'm Scott Martin at the Wall Street Reporter. Today we're talking with Todd Shaver, founder of the Bull Market Report. That's bullmarket.com. He's built a reputation and a brand for being relentlessly sunny. After all, as he says, there's always a bull market somewhere, even if it's only in relative terms. And if the small cap tech stocks he loves fail to do the trick, he's built a thriving high yield franchise as well, just in case. Todd, welcome aboard the Wall Street Reporter.
And Todd, we're going to start out with the most basic question of all. What is the Bull Market Report all about?
Well, Mr. Scott Martin, thank you very much for having me here today. We're very excited to speak with you. That's a good question. We started in 1998, so I guess we're going on our third decade. And we've always differentiated ourselves as a newsletter in that we're not built with hype and you can fill in the blank here. No hype, in other words. We're down to earth, very basic, and we try to write as if we're speaking to you in your own home. In other words, if you have a question about a stock like Apple, do you think Apple's too high priced? We will tell you our opinion, but we'll leave it up to you to make your own decision. Very, very basic, very down to earth, very calm. And we think very intelligent from that level.
Wow, that sounds like there's no jargon in there. Is it the real professional grade analysis that people are used to, or do they just not want that?
No, for sure. We do a lot of investment analysis, and I think that allows us to speak from strength. There's a lot of analysis out there, but it usually is combined with strong language that if you don't buy this stock today, you're going to miss it. And we don't operate that way. We give you the facts. And in fact, we follow 60 stocks in about 7 portfolios, Scott. And every stock in our portfolio we like. We would buy it today. We would buy it tomorrow. We'd buy it next week. If it's not in our portfolio, then we wouldn't buy it. So in other words, if we come to a point where we don't like a company anymore, we will take it out of the portfolio. So, take Apple, for example. It doesn't really matter if you buy the stock at 200 or 250 or 300 or 320 if it's on the way to 350. So take your time. Listen to what we're talking about, and then make up your own decision. That's how we operate.
Nice. Okay, so it sounds like all the brain power, but just not the jargon. None of the hype, like you were saying. That makes sense. And now, what's driving the market right now in your point of view? What are you seeing?
Well, you know, we've come to a revelation in the last few months. And I haven't heard it discussed anywhere else. And, you know, we're in a 10-year bull market. And, of course, you know, when it hit 4 years, people said, oh, my heavens, you better look out. It's been 4 years. It's got to contract. And they said that at 6 years, 5 years, 7 years, 8 years, 9 years, 10 years. They're saying it now. But, you know, this thing could run for another 10 years. We don't know. I don't know. But it could. And, well, what is it driven by? It's driven by basically 5 companies. And you can add another 5, maybe 10 companies to that. But basically, it's driven by what we call fame. We don't like FANG, F-A-N-G. We like fame, F-A-A-A-M. Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Alphabet, and Microsoft, of course. And the revelation is that these companies are obviously now the greatest companies in world corporate history. We have, it looks like, 3 of them, off the top of my head, that are $1 trillion or above. In fact, I just looked today. Apple is at $1.4 trillion, and Amazon is just over $1 trillion. Google, you know, of course, which is Alphabet, is now sitting at about $1.04 trillion. Oh, yeah. So there is a fourth one, and that is Microsoft, and Microsoft is neck and neck with Apple at $1.4 trillion. So now what's going to happen to these companies? What's the revelation that I'm getting to here? The revelation is that these companies are going to continue to lead. Are they going to go to $1.8 trillion? Are they going to go to $2.8? You know, listen, if there's a pullback, they're going to come down. There's no question about it because they are so much a part of the market. They are the market. But they are generating cash at ridiculous rates. Apple, I think, is up to $240 billion. They've been there. They've been there for so long. Microsoft makes $1 billion a week, just about.
Wow. Okay.
So they deal with cash. They have virtually no debt. And they're in very, very strong positions. And we believe at the Bull Market Report that this is going to continue for a long, long time to come.
That makes a lot of sense. And so really, it sounds almost like the old NASDAQ, New York Stock Exchange discussion, you know, decades ago, which was there are two markets and you want the one that's more dynamic and more exciting. And that's still the fame or your fames, really. You know, there are two markets. There's the fame and there's everybody else. And be with the big boys because they can still go higher.
Now, there are some companies that want to be in this club, but they're very far behind. Facebook, I mentioned, they're at about half of a trillion right now off the top of my head. But they are growing. They have a ton of cash. They are profitable. The revenues are growing dramatically. You know, they talk to 2.5 billion people every single day of their lives, for heaven's sakes. So they're one of the top five, but there's another five or ten companies that want to be there. And we follow most of these companies, companies like Twilio and Anaplan, and there's a new one now, DocuSign. They want to be there. Shopify, absolutely unbelievable, $47 billion market cap. These are the kind of stocks that we have our eyes on now to outperform the top five. The top five are going to be solid 10%, 15%, 20% a year. These other companies have the opportunity to grow 25% a year, 40%. Some of the stocks, and we'll get to it perhaps a little bit later, are still growing at 60% a year. This is the kind of companies that we love.
25 to 60% a year. So it really sounds like there are three markets there. There's big tech, little tech, everybody else. Do we have ticker symbols on those guys? You got DocuSign, Shopify.
Yep.
And Shopify, I like you bringing them in because that market cap, that's 1/20th the size of Amazon. So it sounds like they've got a lot of room to grow. Now that's amazing.
Yeah, and they're still pretty big. That's how big Amazon is, for heaven's sake. But how about this one? How about Twilio? You know, have you heard of Twilio, Scott? T-W-O.
T-W-O, looking at it right now.
$15 billion market cap. They were at $150 and now down to $121 because of the tech sell-off in the last couple of months. But they're coming back nicely. They got down to $100 and they're back to $121, $122. This company just reported earnings, 62% revenue increase. And what do? Well, you know, they're in the cloud, of course, but they allow you and everyone else who has a mobile phone to communicate with all the companies we communicate with. For example, calling an Uber to the house. It uses a Twilio platform to hook up with the company, hook up with the driver, so that you can see where the driver is, how many minutes he's going to be, what his name is, what his license plate number is. All that is handled by Twilio. Mobile transactions, you know, you want to get on PayPal and you want to transfer some money. You want to buy something from Amazon. I'm throwing out concepts here, so don't hold me to exactly the fact, but this is what they do. They enable us to have this ability to communicate with all the big companies that we buy stuff from. So we absolutely love this company and would buy this stock today. We'd buy it tomorrow. And, you know, who wants to say, I mean, it'd be hard to say that this is going to be the next Apple, but we're gonna say that anyway. It may take 10 years, it may take 15 years, and that's what it took Apple and Microsoft to get to these points too, but Twilio has an opportunity to grow that $15 billion market cap to 30 and 60 and 120 billion. So keep your eye on that one, would you please?
Well, that's a great point. I'm just trying to do the math there in my head. The ability to buy an Apple or an Amazon at back when they were $15 billion companies, that's a lot of headroom. And where do you see Twilio going in the near future?
Well, listen, here's one more statistic that I just remembered. They just reported that they have 179,000 customers right now. Okay, what does that mean? Guess what they had a year ago? 64,000. Think about that.
Wow.
Yeah, they bought a company. They bought SendGrid, great company. Didn't pay too much for it. And they got a bunch of new customers there. But most of it is organic growth. And the way they operate, once they get a customer, they just don't leave. So I watch that metric very, very closely. And I can't wait to see what's going to happen next quarter. But at this rate, if they're not over 200,000 customers when earnings come around, when is that going to be, Scott, in May?
I think, yeah.
I'd be very, very surprised. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's at first those low numbers scare me because I'm thinking of a Facebook with billions of user accounts or a Twitter. But these are enterprise customers, and that's when the light bulb went off. You know, we're talking about the old business-to-business B2B model. This isn't the front end. Everybody in the world can be the front end. And they're back in the kitchen making all the money happen for everybody. So that's where the opportunity clicked for me. I like that.
Yeah.
And you know, ultimately, I guess they get bought out. Is that the exit for them?
No, I don't think so. I think the opportunity to buy them out was when they were, you know, just like a year and a half ago when they were trading for. Well, we added the stock at the Bull Market Report at $35. So. When they hit 50 and 60, that was the time to buy them out. But, you know, I mean, they could get bought out. I mean, any of these guys can pay $20 billion. You know, they obviously have to pay a premium, $24 billion or something like that. But I don't think Twilio would sell. I really don't think so. Jeff Lawson, the CEO and founder, he sounds kind of like a Zuckerberg in a way. I mean, remember when they offered Zuckerberg $1 billion for his company when it was probably worth about $100 million. So, no, he said, no, I'm not selling, and I don't think Twilio would either.
Well, that's ambition, and I think that speaks toward running a public company as opposed to taking the private equity route. You know, it's if you want that paycheck, take the paycheck, but if you want to run an empire, build an empire. That's the Zuckerberg approach, and it sounds like these guys do. I think we're really talking about the parts of the economy that are exciting right now. It sounds like it's all tech all the time, which is okay.
Yeah, well, you know, how can you beat it? I mean, you know, your big giant boring companies are growing 6% a year, 8% a year. You know, tech is 15%, 22%. So, you know, this is one of our expertise, and we're going to stick with it. But I'll tell you what, though, you know, a lot of people are worried, and we talk about it all the time in our newsletter. You know, we send it out daily. And if you're nervous, then, as they say, get out of the kitchen. But where do you go? Well, we have two portfolios that pay high yields. We have a high-yield portfolio, and we have a REIT portfolio. And we have a couple of stocks that are paying 10%, and one's paying 11.5%. So if you're nervous, you know, you can take these 15 stocks, move all of your cash into these companies, you'd be unbelievably diversified, and you'd be able to sleep at night.
Nice. So we're locking in the floor is 10 or 11%. And then we reach up, and the ceiling sounds endless. I guess your people are making money.
Well, absolutely. And let me give you an example of one of the stocks that we love. It's not paying 10%, but it's, let me look it up right now. I think it's Omega Healthcare Investors, OHI. They're paying 6.3%, and they own something like 1,200 healthcare facilities, 1,200, and they're scattered across the United States, Canada, and in the United Kingdom. These, you know, these are real buildings, real businesses. Many of them are triple net. You know what that means, where really pretty much all they have to do is cash checks, and the individual business takes care of all the maintenance and pays all the electricity and so on. But, you know, here's a company where you can – it's completely diversified. They're in a great business because, you know, we're all getting older. Hello. And that's just one company that we follow, you know?
They're a pure landlord, and it sounds like you know, real assets, always good, and completely immune from you know, something happened in China, something happened in Silicon Valley. They don't care. The business remains the business.
Yeah, that's
a nice. Always good to have that that critical mass inside the portfolio for the rainy days. What else is out there? We got tech. You got that yield story, which is exciting. Is there anything in the middle? Anything at all that's interesting right now?
Well, you know, there's some special opportunities, you know, these up-and-company companies. You know, we've followed Twitter for a long time. We added it on, at 28. It's now at 38. Had a great couple of days just recently. Salesforce, you got to love this one. Symbol is CRM. Mark Benioff, if you haven't heard about him yet, you will. He believes in giving away 1% of profits, 1% of his employees' time, and he gives back to society. He's trying to cure or help the homeless situation in San Francisco. Unbelievably great company. We added that at $140. It's now, where is the Salesforce right now, Scott? Yeah, it's 186. It's floating at almost a virtual new all-time high. You know, we love companies like that. Here's another one. Well, how about being conservative and growing? Visa. You know, Visa is, again, hovering at a new all-time high. Symbol is V, $202 a share. Hit 210 a couple weeks ago. $345 billion market cap. I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, but the number, the dollars of transactions that they handle just goes up every single quarter.
Oh, yeah.
It probably goes up every day, but we don't get daily numbers. So if you're looking for growth and you're looking for, you know, in a conservative kind of growth, you cannot go wrong with Visa. PayPal's another one. PayPal's much smaller, but still pretty darn big, $140 billion. Remember when that was spun off from eBay?
Oh, yeah, and eBay hasn't done much for me lately. I think PayPal's the best side of that company.
PayPal was fun.
Elon Musk came out of PayPal, right? Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, what was the name for those guys? They called them the, the whole cadre of guys.
The PayPal club, Thiel's in there. I'm blanking on the name, but yeah, that whole coven they had. Speaking of Musk, side point, what is up with Tesla?
Well, Tesla, we have loved Tesla for many, many, many moons. We followed it for a year or two. We got a little bit scared when it popped down into the 100s. And, of course, lately it's just skyrocketed. We've always loved the car. We love the technology. And, of course, now they're into batteries in a big, big way. And so what's happened here just in the past week or so, couple weeks, is that the world has realized that this is just not a car company. It is a high-technology company. And there's, plus there's they had this bull. Ron Barron went on CNBC. He bought 1 million shares at $215 a share. It's right now trading at about $740. He's loved this company for a long, long time. He thinks it's going to go higher. He's talking about a potential valuation of this company at not $1 trillion, but maybe $10
trillion. Wow.
So there, it's a classic fight, too, of the people who think that this is just, you know, a car company and it's going to head into oblivion, kind of like General Motors and Ford are right now. And there's others that are buying. They're bullish on the stock. And so it has one of the highest short positions in all of Wall Street. And the shorts have given back, I think I read, $8 billion just in the last 10 days on the stock. So, yeah, it's a classic short squeeze going on. Looks like it's kind of settled down into the 700 range. Now all I have to do is produce cars and get them out there. And believe me, as soon as you drive one, you're going to want to buy one. We did. We rented one on a summer vacation up in Maine, and let me tell you, it is a rocket ship. It is a fabulous, fabulous machine. Yeah, that company is going places.
Well, I think there's a lot in there. The short side is always this is a very expensive car company, but you're saying the bull case is it's so much more than cars. And, we see that with Microsoft, we see with Apple. You know, Apple's more than a phone company. Microsoft is more than Windows. And so I guess Amazon is more than a bookstore. These gigantic companies keep growing because they keep moving laterally, keep absorbing other markets, building new markets. They built the cloud.
Yeah, I agree. I just had a thought, too, about Amazon. Amazon is floating with a new all-time high. I think it even set one today. We initially added it at $760 a share. Many people thought it was way overpriced at $300. Remember that? And now it's sitting at close to, over $2,000. Amazon right now is testing out a new insurance concept for healthcare. And I haven't thought about this in a month, so I might stutter here a little bit, but they're working with Warren Buffett, his company, Berkshire Hathaway, J.P. Morgan, what's his name? Jamie Dimon, and, of course, themselves. Together, they have like a million and a half employees, and they're working on a concept of Obamacare, if you will, healthcare. And as soon as they perfect this, with those three companies and those million and a half employees, they're going to bring it out to the world. So, yeah, you think of Amazon as a bookseller, and there's no way, Jose, that is going to happen or is happening anymore. They are way more than that. And so, yeah, they're always working on something new, and it's always something big, and we would buy the stock. In fact, our sell price, we always have targets. On our stock, Scott, our target is $2,200, but our sell price is we would not sell Amazon. We have that on about six of our stock. We would not sell Alphabet. We would not sell Amazon or Apple or Berkshire Hathaway.
Well, yeah, speaking of Warren Buffett, I love that. Buy and hold forever. Keeps going up. That's really interesting because I think that speaks to the whole Amazon cloud model. You know, they needed the servers, they needed the software, they built it internally to eat their own dog food. And then once they built it, sell it to other people, push it out there. So build a system for your employees, a million people, that's a strong healthcare network. And then feed it back out there. Bring in Buffett's people, bring in Chase, J.P. Morgan.
Yep.
Suddenly you've got critical mass and you need to build it anyway to make your people happy. So you would buy Amazon up to 2,200. Would you buy Tesla today?
Well, we don't follow Tesla anymore, so I usually don't make too many comments about stocks we don't follow. Like I said, we follow about 60 stocks. Whatever you do, be careful.
Okay.
I mean, the stock is moving, has moved as much as $200 in a day just in the past week. So if you can stand buying 1,000 shares at 740 and have it go to 540 in one day, then, you know, be my guest. But it's a tricky one to own right now.
Okay. You said mouthfuls right there. So really, if if you love it at 750, you'd love it more even if it dropped to 550, 500. But you might, there might be a little bit of adjustment time and a little bit of waiting before you get back up to 900, 1,000, whatever.
Well,
whatever the final number is.
You know, if you had asked me this question about Apple, you know, I can answer that differently. And so, and I would say basically, if it drops $10 or if it drops $40, I'd be a buyer all the way. Because Apple is here to stay. They have a tremendous amount of cash. They're amazingly profitable. They're buying their stock back like there's no tomorrow. And, you know, we would say the same thing about Amazon and about Google and about Microsoft and about Facebook. So if these guys take a 10% hit or even a 20% hit, heaven forbid, we would be buyers for sure.
Always buy the dip. Wow. We hit Apple. I like that. I think we've hit a lot of the big boys. Maybe the only question I have for you after this is two or three little companies that nobody's ever heard of that they need to know about today.
Well, you may have heard of Square. Square is, let me look at the market cap now. $27 billion. Still, you know, pretty darn big, but in the whole scheme of things, pretty small. Love Square. They deal in money. They deal in helping people buy stuff. They sell the terminals now in a whole lot of stores. You walk in and you just flip your card at them and they charge your account. You can send money to friends. You can send money to other businesses you deal with. We've been using them in our business for a long, long time. Huge revenue gains, profitable, love the company. We have a $105 target on this stock. It's trading right now at about $79, up from $60 in the last couple of weeks. So love that one. Spotify is another one. They seem to have been taken over the music business. They, you know, are paying the royalties to the artist, which is a good thing in this world. They're an overseas company, one of the few that we follow. I think they're based in Sweden. We like them a lot. Roku has been a big winner for us. We added that one at $35. It got as high as $205. In fact,
wow.
We won a big award last year because we had picked it, and we were the number one company stock pick for the Money Show, which is we were the top pick. Roku was our top pick, and we won. We beat 100 other companies out, so we still like Roku. Doesn't matter who's winning the streaming wars, whether it's Disney Plus or Apple's new service or Netflix. Anyway, you know, every single one of them can keep growing and fighting each other out, and maybe some are going to die, but Roku is going to be there winning on every single download for sure. Yeah, like Roku.
Cool. Winning the streaming wars. That makes sense. Netflix, I might love Netflix. I might love Amazon. I might love Apple. I'm watching all the shows on that little Roku, and so they win no matter who wins, who loses.
Exactly.
Genius. Well, I think anything else you want to tell me today?
I think we're good. Yeah, I think we covered the gamut. Yeah, I really appreciate your having me on the show. And I want to wish you good success. And I want to wish all the listeners great investing. And here's the Dow 30,000. How's that?
30K. Well, that might happen tomorrow. It might happen a year from now. But either way, I think we're going to make it. Excellent.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, sir. Hope we talk again soon.
Sounds good.